and we don't want to penalize the person that's in the other one that's your partner that only has the one, okay? And we can apply that same ratio to their portion. But what we're going to have to know from that perspective is what percent you own. And you're going to have to report it on your taxes anyway. We're not asking you anything that you're not going to have to report on your taxes, because whatever percentage you own in an LLC is, you know, whatever you claim on your taxes, same thing. But, I mean, we're going to have to go by what you tell me, okay? And we've got other people that are probably listening right now. But, you know, we've kind of gone through this. But it, with that in mind, it looks like to me we've already given you a break on one of your other ones that you have. And so we're trying to figure that out. So I need to know, did we find...
We have one that's residential commercial on 2935 State Highway 265.
We've never appeared before this body before, so I don't know. So that's some sort of automatic classification?
One of your partners come in here and ask for a change in classification? That's what I'm wondering.
You want to see?
Nor any of my partners have ever appeared before this body.
Okay. So we don't have any change in classification in another one?
That might be a question for the assessor.
I just ask you the same question that I ask everybody else. Do you and, you know, the owners of this particular trust, and maybe that's just you, I don't know who that is, but do you have interest in any other rental properties in Taney County? Now, we can go through and do the math on all of those, but we can give you, you know, whichever property is the most expensive, we give you that particular mixed use, okay? But we need to know that information in order to make this, you know, these decisions.
Sure, I respect that. That's why I only have one application in. So
right.
We've never had a request for reclassification of any of our
properties. Any other properties that are in a nightly rental program are supposed to, in other words, if you come in and ask for this one, then any other properties.
Second one down.
If you have any other properties, then they would be commercial, or they should be commercial.
So what's the address you're asking about?
She's pulling it up. She's got it right there.
What is the address?
That's it.
The one.
If you'll pull that one up, that's
it.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's showing a mixed use. But I don't know that it's a 2575, but it is showing a mixed use. Can you scroll down to the bottom? There you go.
We've got it as a nightly rental parcel. So how would they have gotten a different classification?
Only the ones that have come in front of us would get that classification.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. That's an anomaly.
Because if they went to BOE, it would be down here.
Well, I mean, we can correct, I think. We need to. And I'm going to let Cole pick which one what he wants. I just need to know.
Yeah, definitely the subject property.
That you've appealed here today?
Yes, please.
Okay. So, but that property should be should be commercial.
That's classified 4.5% residential and the remainder commercial, so I'm not sure how that came
about. That's odd. I don't know. It's not in front of us, so I'm not sure if we can.
Unless there's...
I don't think we can change it. It's not before us.
Is it under land?
We'll leave that to the future. So, okay. Cole, based on your representation, that I mean, just so you understand, any other properties that you would have an interest in, and if you have them with partners and things like that, I mean, how we're going to do it is your percentage interest would be classified as commercial on the other properties. But if this one would be the mixed use. And then we can apply what we're doing to the other people's interest if they don't have any other properties. So that gives them that break. Okay? So it just keeps it consistent with everything else that we've been doing.
Sure.
Okay? And for your edification, we were just looking at a case from last year where somebody appealed back in 21, I think, but they found our decision to be not non-discriminatory and not arbitrary and upheld what we did. Whether or not the state is, you know, anything's going to change at the state level, who knows, but at some point.
In terms of the 75-25 reclassification?
In other words, how we're doing the nightly rental classifications, and yes, the 75-25, and the assessor wants to tell me no.
So on this property, the 2935, you have two buildings on that, right? Was one part of it a residence and the other part a nightly rental? Because that's where I'm thinking you're seeing parcels. That's how it was, because I'm looking at the pictures, and it's showing two buildings.
I guess it could have been the assessor's office may have done it.
Right. And so I think when they went out there, mm-hmm. they saw the house, they saw the second building, and one was marked as a rental one.
There's a house, a guest house, and there is an outbuilding. So it could be that $7,600 is the valuation that they placed on the outbuilding, which is a...
We have a 1990 residence, a 1992 residence, a 2010 garage, and a 2022 wood deck. That's what it's appraised on. And
so maybe they added the garage. Just the residential, probably.
That must have been it.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
Okay.
It's no big deal. It's not on our docket. It just pulled up as a nightly rental.
All right, with respect to this one, that may come in the future from another assessor. I don't know. But with respect to this particular property, Cole, I want to make sure I understand. I get the argument you've made on the assessment of the how they're being assessed per square foot, but on this valuation, are you disputing? Would you sell it for that?
No.
Okay. So, as far as value goes, are you wanting to continue with that appeal on the value? If you want to, that's fine. I just want to know if I need to make a ruling, because I mean, if you're going to appeal it, we'll put it on here. You know, however you want to do it. But if you're going to we're going to make the motion on the mixed-use classification, I just need to know on the value whether or not you want us to rule on that.
I'll save it for another day.
Okay.
I don't know the process well enough to know.
Sure.
But I guess
since you're getting the change of classification, it's going to drop your tax bill anyway. So,
right.
All right. With respect to BOE 125, I would make a motion that we change to a mixed-use classification, 25% commercial, 75% residential, and the taxpayers agreed to withdraw the value appeal.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Motion passes. Call you get a decision within a couple of days. And if you have any questions about the other properties or something, you know, please feel free to ask, but I'm just trying to make sure you understand how we're going to do this.
Sure, understood.
Okay?
Thanks for your
time. All right, you said Mr. Nichols would...
Yes,
Mr. Nichols
is here.
Mr. Nichols, come on up.
Hey, how are y'all? thanks for having me. I appreciate the time.
No problem.
I'm up here from Arkansas. I'm speaking today on behalf of my family, my parents, Glenn Elizabeth Nichols, my brother Thomas Nichols, and myself, John Nichols. We own three separate properties. Each family just owns one property in Taney County. They're in the Tall Timbers development there by Top of the Rock and all that. They're side by side by side. I'm a manager of each of the LLCs that owns the properties and an attorney for the family. So
okay. And just and you've obviously sat here and listened to what we're doing, but
sure.
But it sounds like to me we have some companion ownership here. Are they all owned by everybody, basically?
No.
Or how are they done?
They're all owned 100% by, like, my parents own one of them. It's easiest to think about it in terms of the LLC ownership. The Cherris East LLC is 100% owned by my mom and dad. The Ozark Homestead properties, that's 100% owned by my brother. And then NHG Tricolor properties owned 100% by my wife and I.
And if you're, you know your obligations. So, I mean, as far as these goes, as we've said, if they're 100% owned by somebody else, as long as there's not a, you know, joint ownership type of thing, we can do those assessments if we need to.
Okay.
And give the benefit to each person who
right.
only.
I don't think that'll be necessary in this case, because they're all just, these are the only properties we own in Taney County.
What I'm trying to determine is if each one of these is owned by a separate person, then you're asking for a mixed use classification on every one.
For each, all three, yeah, okay. Correct. Each specifically, yeah.
All right. And to be consistent with our rule, we can do that as long as, when you said you're managing member,
yeah,
are you an actual member or not?
No, sir. So I'm a manager of the other two, of Ozark Homestead and Cherris East. I'm a manager.
You're just property managing, basically.
Well, not even property manager, just manager in the sense of, like, the operating agreement of the LLC.
But as far as the members and the ownership, you're saying that each one of these is owned separately?
Yeah, they're completely separate.
All right. Any questions by the board?
The address is the same on all three?
No, that's their 200, 210.
No, I'm talking where the mail is delivered.
Oh, yeah, that's just, I just handle the mail for my parents and my brother.
Okay.
All right.
But yeah,
any other questions?
I think it's just.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just weird. And I mean, we were just looking for that 75.
Would the assessor like to say anything on these?
No.
Okay. Based on the representation of the taxpayers and the agent here for the three properties, that these are all separately owned by different individuals, I would make a motion on BOE 127, 128, and 129 to classify them as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
I second that.
There's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. They'll be changed to, on those. If any ownership changes, obviously we need to know about that so that
sure.
we can make a change. Yes.
So, one thing I'm noticing, mm-hmm. what name do you have your personal property listed under for your business personal property accounts? Typically we have one for each of the units,
okay.
each owner, but we don't show those here.
They may not have been created yet. Or I haven't filled it out yet. Can you give me any more detail, like what
you'll need to go down to the assessor's office mm-hmm. and open your business personal.
That's okay. Yeah, that's one thing that's still on my list, because these were just put in service this
yeah.
year.
So anything you write off to the IRS is pretty much going to be what your personal property is
right.
for Taney County.
Got it.
Just
okay.
like the motel.
Yeah, that works.
Okay, thank you for coming.
I appreciate
thank you for owning
Thanks
Taney
for,
County.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right. I'm sorry?
BOE 173 is here.
Okay,
on page 4 at the top.
All right, come on up.
Oh, this is.
5 Point Realty.
This
please
is
tell
the
me
one
your name.
I went before the FTC.
Patricia Galbach, and I'm here.
Patricia? Okay.
For 5 Point Realty Group.
Okay, let me ask you some basic questions that I've asked before, but if. Does 5 Point Realty Group own any other rental properties in Taney County?
We do not.
Okay. And the owners don't own other properties as well? Okay.
We do not.
And with respect to this, is it put in a nightly rental program on occasion?
It is.
Okay. Are you just appealing classification, or are you appealing value?
Just classification.
Okay.